Vavakami Yerushalmi corresponding to Vavakami Bavli, Daf Vov. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amud Beis on the second line, Pisgah. Pisgah Ukoshe Hevik, Chavim Havik Hule. Quoting from the Mishnah, it said that if they damage, the damage must pay from the best quality land. Amr Yosi, Hada Amr Adam Shechavim Chaviru Yitchila, Afapi Shechavim Nase Nevik Chayev, Nechsev Umaka Behem Yishal Mena. Rabbi Yossi says that this teaches that a person who wounded his friend first, even though the victim counted and damaged him, the first is liable, because it says, and in the Sapasik in Vayikra, Peik Hostana Pasik of Aleph, and one who hits an animal shall pay. I mean, it could have said, Yishalem, what's Yishalmena? It says that way to teach that only the first pays. Amar Yichalina, Maka Behimba Yishalmena, Yishalem, Yishalem Pechsa. Rabbi Chanina says that this pasuk, Make Behima Yishalmena, he pays the decrease and the victim keeps the carcass as if it wrote Yashlimena. Bar Padaya Omel, Imtof, Yitruf, Yviehu, Admokim, Hatrifa, Le Yishalem. Bar Padaya said, the pasuk in Shmoyth Pechov Beis Pasuk Yud Beis says, if it's torn apart, he shall bring witness for it, because the torn one he shall not pay, meaning up to the place, meaning the value of the treifer, the carcass he pays, but the treifer he will not pay, and the victim keeps it. Amr b'nasa socha l'hadod b'chanina, socha l'hadod b'bar padaya. B'nasa said that we need b'chanina's statement, and we need b'bar padaya's. Ile im is amus d'b'chanina leif amus d'bar padaya, he si oimer, if we only had Rabbi Chanina's drasha and not Bapadaya's, I would say that for Hechsher Nezik, which he enabled it to be damaged through not guarding it enough, he doesn't pay at all, and for damage from his own body, he pays the decrease. Therefore, we need Padaya's drasha. If we had only Bar Padaya's drasha and not the Bichanina's, I would say that for Hechshon Nezik he pays a decrease, and for damage from his own body he pays everything, and therefore we need Bichanina's drasha and Bar Padaya's. Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, Im Tamid Lo Leganav Lo Legazlan Lo Shoyog Ela Lenizokin. Rav Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, said that we don't estimate for a ganaf or for a gazlan or boa, they pay the full value and keep the stolen or borrowed item. We estimate only for nezikin. And Shmuel says that we estimate even for boa, and Abba agrees with me. Manu Abba, who is Abba? Rav or Abba bar Avua? Is it Rav or it's Abba Bavoy, who's Shmuel's father. Amr Chista Nase Iker Tshela. Chista said, surely it's not his father, would he make the primary secondary, I mean, say the Loch in his own name, and say his father agrees. Also, you heard the B'shem Shmuel, in Chavin Oleganav, Olegazlan, Oleshoel, Ela, Lenezokin, Vashemim, Kenezokimim. And a second version of Yehuda quoting Shmuel is that we don't estimate for a Ganav, a Gazan or Boa, only for Nezikin. The other shomim are like nezikin. Yehuda, Sholach, Shol, and Rabbi Elazar, Ha'anas, Va'aganav, Va'agazlan, Ma'u, Lashum, Lohem. Yehuda asked Rabbi Elazar, one who extorted means he forces people to sell, a ganav or gazlan, do we estimate for them? Ma'le, Ein Sham, Lo Leganav, V'loi Legazlan. Rabbi Elazar answered, we don't estimate for a ganav or gazlan. And what's the source that we don't? I'm a Rabbi Bar Mamal, Chaim Shnayim Yishalem Chaim Loi Mesim. And Rabbi Bar Mamal answered that Chaim Shnayim Yishalem, he pays live animals and not dead ones. Ad Kadain Geneva, Gazela Minayim, this teaches about Geneva, what is the source for Gazela? I'm a Bi'avin, Hesher is a Gazela Kashe Gozal. Rabbi Bar Mamal says, it's a Pasuk in Vayikopek, Hey, Pasuk of Gimel. And he will return the stolen item that he stole. He returns like he stole.